Welcome back to Girl Truth. Today we are talking with Marmia in an episode entitled Pressure Wounds. A pressure wound is the result of damage caused by pressure over time, leading to a breakdown in the skin that can go to the bone. Hi Marmia, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, glad to be here talking with you. So can you tell us a little bit about the topic today and how it relates to the title Pressure Wounds?
Yes. I wanted to talk today about mental illness and how it can affect somebody's life, specifically the ones I deal with, which is ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and ASD, autism spectrum disorder. I wanted to use the title Pressure Wound because I feel like that helps give a framework for explaining how small things over time and without relief can lead to very negative outcomes and undesirable outcomes.
Great. So you mentioned a bit about yourself and your own struggles with ADHD and autism spectrum disorder. So with that in mind, could you talk about the diagnostic criteria that comes with these different disorders, issues related to age and gender?
Yes. So with ADHD, a lot of the, there's two types of ADHD. There's inattentive and hyperactive. But a lot of research into ADHD up until recently was done on young boys. And that affected how diagnostic criteria was set up, where it was a cutoff of, I believe it was 7 years old, symptoms had to be present before the age of 7 or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But a lot of girls don't start showing obvious symptoms until they reach that transition period between middle and high school, and then the transition of high school and college, times when there's a significant increase in the amount of responsibilities you're expected to perform. It also manifests differently because as a society, we nurture certain things in one gender that we might not in the other. And that can lead to issues with criteria. If one of the things is hyperactivity and you're constantly training little girls from a young age that to be still, not be rambunctious, but when boys do it, it's boys will be boys. So when you have ADHD, it's a lot harder to ignore because it's very big and obvious, whereas a girl has had a lot of that trained out of her.
And did you see this impacting your own diagnosis?
Well, yes and no. It definitely impacted my autism diagnosis, that discrepancy between male and female. With ADHD, I got lucky in that their math was totally wrong, but their diagnosis was correct. So the reasons I got diagnosed was because I was basically having tantrums at school, which I will find out later was more due to the autism and not having accommodations, not having people respect my boundaries. But they basically was like, a tantrum takes energy. What's to do with a lot of energy? ADHD. Congrats, kids.
Congratulations.
So it's just like, the way they diagnosed me was honestly not adequate for what I was being sent to them for. I got diagnosed basically as hyperactive ADHD, which wasn't really a big thing back then, even though my type is inattentive.
Great. And so with that, now, we talked about, and we can talk about here, the ethnic and racial factors that impact diagnoses or the way that ADHD and autism spectrum disorder is handled.
Well, when speaking about, the ethnic concerns, you actually, especially with ethnic, cultural concerns, you have to take into account not just how society treats that culture,
mm-hmm.
but how that culture treats itself. So with ADHD, it's this 1-2 punch of, like, we already know that, like, Black girls are often taken out of class or disciplined for being too rambunctious in class. We know that the school-to-prison pipeline with young African-American men is something that does go on when they show any signs of what could be considered, like, aggression or anti-social behavior. And then you also have this culture where, I will say, for very valid reasons, does not trust science and medicine that come from, like, a Western perspective. They also don't really tend to believe in the damage untreated mental illness can cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that, like, I get asked a lot, well, like, what would have happened if you had ADHD before we knew ADHD was a thing? So you're just saying it just popped up? And I used to, like, try and explain this, that, and the third. And now I just get brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to people who were mentally ill in the 1800s? If they were rich, they wound up in an asylum or they wound up dead in the gutter. If it was too bad. Otherwise, they wound up tormented. Or if it was a situation where they were still able to cope, it was just hard, they just spent the rest of their life working twice as hard for half as much of a result.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought up the historical part of the issue. And then when you're speaking about the sort of, like, not trusting medicine, are you talking about the African-American community?
Well, yes, specifically mm-hmm. the African-American community. I'm pretty sure that there are other cultures, specifically in America, the United States, that have their own traumas with the medical, let's call it what it is, malpractice, ethical violations that our country has done a lot of. We'll put it there. So it can, like, it affects how we can approach an actual legitimate problem.
Because
I live with ADHD, so I know it exists.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when people are expressing doubt to me that they do a lot, specifically about the fears around diagnosing Black children with a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that distrust, I can't just sit there and say, oh, you're crazy. Like, I could probably say you're wrong, but I can't actually stand there and be like, you know what? Your concerns are 100% unfounded. There ain't no way in the world that there's any grain of validity.
Thank you for listening to part one of Pressure Wounds with your co-host, associate producer Adina Hill, and our newest podcast team member, Marmia Day. Please download, listen, and subscribe to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? And be sure to tune in for part two. Also, check out our featured artist, Shantae Dorice, with her new debut project, Powerless.